Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. As we've been reporting from today, accommodation cannot be provided for all those arriving here seeking international protection. The Department of Integration blames severe accommodation shortages, although it says women and children will be housed. Day services for the homeless are being extended to deal with an expected rise in international protection applicants without a place to stay. Homeless asylum seekers will also be issued with sleeping bags and tents. In a moment, we'll have reaction from the UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR. But first, our reporter Laura Whelan has been speaking to Luisa Santoro, who's CEO of the Mendicity Institution in Dublin. It provides meals and daytime shelter to those experiencing homelessness. She explains what additional supports they've put in place from today.
We put together a framework for day services across Dublin, which will span across a 7-day period. From Mendicity's point of view, our own core service is an open door service from 8:30 to 2:30. And from today, we'll be extending from 2:30 to 6:30. The 2:30 to 6:30 will be limited to people who are sleeping outside. The basics of our service is hot food. People can charge their phones. They can access Wi-Fi, so if they need to check emails and such. We provide showers, clean clothes and toiletries. I think the coordination this time around has been really well put together. I would say even the last time there was fairly rapid learning as the situation evolved, and a very responsive from the department. In this case, we're out in front of this. The Mendicity would currently have over 200 service users who are homeless using our service on a regular basis anyway. And obviously we're now gearing up to extend that service to new arrivals.
Luisa Santoro there from the Mendicity Institution. Well, let's talk to Enda O'Neill, who's head of the Irish office of the UN Refugee Agency, the UNHCR. A very good afternoon to you, Enda O'Neill, and thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. So what's your reaction? What's your response to this? I think it was well anticipated, but we have confirmation now this lunchtime from the Department of Integration that it simply cannot provide accommodation to all those arriving here seeking international protection.
Yes, it's extremely concerning. It's disheartening, particularly as we enter into the Christmas period and the weather has taken a turn for the worst. Of course, it's not the first time this has happened. Between January and June this year, over 1,500 asylum seekers were not initially offered accommodation when they arrived in the state. And our experiences of that time are a great cause of concern as we hear the news today. So, you know, homeless asylum seekers were subject to threats and intimidation. There was that terrifying arson attack in Sandwich Street, and we also had reports of children and even pregnant women being homeless at that time. So this is not something we want to see happening again. But unfortunately, it is something that we expected and I would say has been predictable.
Do you at least take some reassurance from the statement from the department this lunchtime that accommodation will be found for women and children?
Well, absolutely, that's a positive approach, but of course, many men, single males, may have vulnerabilities, medical conditions. I don't think it's safe for anybody to be on the streets, particularly in light of the events last Thursday. The situation has only deteriorated since early this year in terms of some of the intimidation and threatening behaviour that we've seen on our streets, unfortunately.
Looking, though, at some of the numbers over this weekend, just the last couple of days, 107 people were accommodated, but we now have 100,000 people here between those who fled the war in Ukraine and those seeking international protection. Those are numbers that just a few years ago would have been simply unimaginable.
Well, that's true, but I think we have done remarkably well over the last year and a half or so to put things in place. I think what's concerning, however, is it has felt since the summer that momentum has completely shifted away in terms of the government's response on this. The numbers have been relatively stable this year, so the amount of accommodation needed has been predictable for many months now. But I think, unfortunately, there's just a tendency to view this as a temporary situation in the hope that it will somehow resolve itself. And in particular, I'd like to highlight the government's own policies in terms of the white paper on direct provision. I was at an event today where Minister Roderick O'Gorman spoke, and he himself pointed out that the current approach, which relies heavily on the private market, is just not sustainable. And it has been government policy for many years now that they need to invest capital expenditure and reception centres and other accommodation and buildings for international protection applicants, and that just hasn't happened.
We've also, of course, seen some of the difficulties the department has encountered in trying to secure accommodation, even temporary accommodation. And we, of course, all know about the housing and homelessness crisis which the country is facing. Is it time for word to go out to those who might be thinking of coming here to seek international protection that that there isn't accommodation for them? Maybe they should look at alternatives.
Well, that has happened in the past with respect to Ukrainians. For the most part, I don't think it has had a significant impact on the arrival numbers. I think the reality is that if you're fleeing war or persecution, that's your primary driver, and the conditions that await you in the country where you go to, you're often not aware of it, and you may be willing to take your chances regardless if you think you're going to have an opportunity to find safety there.
Enda O'Neill, head of the Irish Office of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, thanks for speaking to us on the programme.